What should the General Assembly's role be in education funding and policy? Should Indiana push to move taxpayer education dollars to private and charter schools?
Well, I think that's a choice that the parents should make. I'm a strong proponent of school choice, and I think it's time to start thinking about the funding going directly to families and not necessarily from the state to the schools and so on, so that parents can make the best, and I believe make the best decisions for their kids. I trust our parents here in Bartholomew County, and the people that I've talked to over the years and families, and I have a family of my own. There's so many different reasons that people go and choose the school of their choice, and I want to continue that and make sure that we support the choice of our parents and what schools their kids should go to. I'm a strong proponent of education savings accounts. A number of states have already gone and passed legislation which accomplishes just that, where tax dollars are given tax-free directly to families to make their choice as to what school to go to, and any leftover monies, and you can add your own monies to your own accounts that you own tax-free to spend on educational expenses, whether you have a special needs situation, whether you have you want to do extra classes, SAT prep, or even spend that money for college as you save up over the years.